Many forts on the High Plains came and went as needs for protection passed. One such fort can be found in Jamestown, North Dakota, and it has an interesting link to Custer's infamous trip to the Little Bighorn. It's today's story on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McCray reminding you of a great trip we are taking this summer with you, our listeners. Join us August 3rd through 12th as we fly to Calgary, Canada. We'll take in the amazing scenery around Jasper and Banff and even take a ride to the top of a glacier. Then we experience Sleeper Plus service aboard Via Rail's historic Canadian train to Vancouver. We'll make agricultural stops like Bouchard Gardens and Golden Ears Cheese Crafters. We'll take a ferry ride to beautiful Victoria as well. Don't miss out. Call 800-826-2266 for more information or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. As Keith Norman explains, Jamestown, North Dakota traces its beginnings to a fort.
Fort Seward was founded 1872 when the Northern Pacific Railroad got this far. Lasted just 5 years to 1877. It was an infantry post out here on the prairie.
The main purpose of the fort was to protect the workers building the railroad. In reality, there was little military action here.
The closest thing they saw to any combat would have been putting down a riot of the Irish railroad workers when they didn't get paid in the fall of 1872. From what we can gather from the reports, there was probably a little bayonet pointing and shouting, but no shots were exchanged.
This fort played a small role in the story of the Little Bighorn. Two companies that would wind up here were headed to Fort Seward when the weather intervened.
In March of 1876, those two companies of the 7th Cavalry left Fort Totten to come down to Fort Seward and then ultimately to go over to Fort Abraham Lincoln. And they got caught in a March blizzard.
Several soldiers had toes and fingers amputated due to frostbite.
One of the officers of the 7th Cavalry, a man by the name of Craycroft, is relieved of duty for health problems that he incurred during that 90-mile horseback ride through a blizzard. So he is replaced on the roster of the 7th Cavalry, goes on to live his life and actually dies many, many, many years later.
One of the companies that waited out the snow here went on to ride with Custer at his fateful rendezvous at the Little Bighorn. For Craycroft, the blizzard spared his life as he recovered here. Traveling the countryside in Jamestown, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.